Harmony Music Education Podcast. I am Craig Harmon, the Mighty Music Motivator, and today we're going to talk about why adults should start making music, or continue to. This seems like a pretty simple and straightforward idea, doesn't it? Because the great part about music is, no matter what your age, you can learn. It's not like sports where there's a certain point in time where your abilities, physical abilities, start to deteriorate a little bit. You don't see too many 50, 60-year-old professional athletes, but you do see plenty of 50, 60, 70, 80, even 90-year-old musicians still making music. And that's a great thing. Music is something that lasts us our entire life. The best part is, you don't have to start when you're a child. You can, but if for whatever reason you decide when you get to adulthood, I want to take piano lessons, or I want to better my singing voice, or whatever the case is, go for it. It's possible. It's something that you can do. Because the best part about music is, and I tell people this all the time, music is a language. You can learn a language no matter what age you are. Yes, as an adult, it's a little bit more challenging, but not impossible. It's the same thing with music. You can learn music because the thing is, we're all around music our entire life, from childhood on. It's not like you have had zero exposure to music. Now, printed music, sheet music, that may be a different story, and so you have to learn that part of the language of music, but you've listened to music, you've consumed music, you've taken it in. Maybe your child has taken music lessons. And maybe it's something that you've always wanted to do. And I can't tell you how many times from experience I've worked with adults that's been the case, that it's been something they've always wanted to do for themselves. And while I love teaching all ages, and I find joy in helping all ages discover music and connect to music, adults are fantastic for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're motivated. This is something they want to do for themselves. This isn't mom or dad telling them, well, you know what, Johnny, Susie, you like music, so we're going to put you in piano lessons. You may not want to, but we're still going to do it anyway. No, this person wants to learn music. They are committed. They are excited. And on top of that, they understand the value of the cost coming for paying for the lessons. A 7-year-old doesn't quite understand that mom and dad are spending money and investing money on their child to learn music. Adult students understand that it's going to cost money, but it's an investment in themselves and in their growth. And I think that goes a long way. And when you're talking about adults and adult students, they're going to put in the practice. Again, it goes back to the whole idea of them being motivated and understanding the value of learning. But even continuing lessons. I've had students that I've worked with that took lessons as a child and were very proficient in their playing. And for whatever reason, life got in the way and they took a break. But then as adults, whether that's retired or a little bit more flexible schedule, they wanted to come back to it. And again, this is a great thing because as you're going along, the muscle memory does come back. You could say it's like riding a bike, and while there's some similarities, it might take just a little bit more work to bring out that muscle memory, depending on how long you haven't been playing for or singing for or any of that. But studies have shown that as adults age, one of the things that helps is to do different mental activities to keep the brain sharp, to keep the motor skills up. Well, music is a great opportunity for that. Because again, you're using both hemispheres of your brain. If you're playing piano, you're thinking about right hand and left hand. Your hand-eye coordination is being challenged, maybe. But you're stimulating areas of your brain that need that challenge, that need that work. And so it helps to keep your mind sharp as you age. There's so many great things that come out of learning or continuing to make music. And like I said, I've worked with adults, I've worked with children, I've worked with every age. And I do find positives in working with all ages, but I really love working with adults. Not only for the fact that they are motivated and they're willing to put in that work, but it's just a different perspective on lessons. And I learn from them just as much as they learn from me. And so it's a blessing all around. So if you are an adult and you've always wanted to learn the piano or you want to improve your voice, I can help. And I'd love to help. Whether that's here in my home studio in Northwest Houston or whether that's online, I would love to help you out. So check out my website, look a little bit more about information for lessons, and reach out to me, and I will be in touch. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you know of anybody who's looking for music lessons, send them to harmonymusiceducation.com. I teach piano, voice, trumpet, beginning guitar, and ukulele. And I also teach some music theory too, if you want to really hone in on that and focus in on that stuff. It's kind of some fun stuff, but it's a little bit more heavier topic, but I'd love to help in whatever way I can. So please feel free to check out the website and reach out, and I will help in whatever way I can. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.